The Warriors stand strong in San Antonio, weathering an early surge from the Spurs. Stephen Curry led the way with 29 points to go with 11 assists, while Klay Thompson had 23 points with 4 three-pointers. Andre Iguodala added 14 points to the mix, and David West scored a season-high 12 points as the Warriors hold the Spurs to 98 points, improving to 24-2 this season when holding the opposition to fewer than 100 points, while grabbing the win in San Antonio, 110-98 the final. Here's Steph and Andre.
Everything was kind of stacked against us and after that first quarter. But the biggest thing for us is we played solid defense. We just couldn't get a rebound and couldn't necessarily create flow on the offensive end because of that. So if you kind of focus on the positives after the first quarter, it's not all that bad. And just, you know, understand it's a long game and stick with the process. And I can't use that term, can I? Stick with the program and, you know, figure it out.
You know, people know about your offense and also some about your defense. Maybe they don't talk about the grit. Is this a gritty team? Is this a tough team?
It is. I mean, we play a, obviously, you could call it a finesse style, and it's free flowing and whatnot, but when we, you know, when we're at our best, we talk about our defense. It's about, you know, having each other's back, trying to do little things, you know, physically to keep teams out the paint, keep teams off the glass. And if we're able to do that, we're usually in great positions to win. So I definitely call us, you know, a tough team that understands, you know, how to win.
What is it about this team that you've been able to handle adversity throughout the season, whether it's KD or whether it's today being down 22 on the road? You know, what is it about this?
Every game's different, but you don't let go of the rope. You know, whether you end up with a win or loss, you can't ever feel like you're out of it. And just, you know, understand based on the experiences we've had the last 3 years that, you know, we have what it takes to win all sorts of ways. Whether you're down 15 and can't figure out what's going on in the first quarter, or, you know, you put together a beautiful, you know, performance for 48 minutes. It just doesn't matter night in, night out. You just got to be ready to play.
Steph, from a month ago, fearing that Durant could be out, and that feeling you guys had in the locker room to now with the way you won here without him, knowing he's coming back. Can you explain how the confidence in this team has grown during that time?
I mean, you can isolate any part of the season and, you know, it can be kind of overblown just – 82 games with a lot of different storylines and things like that. Obviously, you hate to see KD go down, and he's going to be back soon, but we never really lost confidence in ourselves. We never, you know, there's no panic. And we've just battled. And I think the perspective for us is, you know, down the stretch of the season, you know, how different this year is versus last year. It's all about just upping our performance and, you know, getting better as we go into the playoffs, and whoever's in that roster, whoever's in the lineup ready to play, know they're going to have an impact on the game.
You're averaging about 10 assists the last 5 games. Is it been anything different that's led to that real bump in assists from about 7 to 10 per game?
Just in more of a more better positions, you know, a lot more pick and rolls, and just being more aggressive with the mindset of, you know, drive and kick. The ball's been moving crazy. Obviously, for me to get assists, guys got to make shots, and we've been doing that. And so it's been a fun way to play. So, you know, coach always talks about promoting ball movement, whether it's through certain sets where we're, you know, I'm setting screens, moving out the ball, or, you know, more predictable where, you know, you come off a pick and roll, just try to find the open guy. Good things happen.
I just think it was important to, for us to keep our composure. And, you know, you get in a situation, either you can have a, you know, you can say, all right, that's the night, or you can try to slowly get back in, and all you need is a couple stops, and we weren't getting stopped. So, you know, you see the first shot go in, and you say, all right, let's get a stop. And you get a good rhythm, another shot goes in. So he's just, for me, he's trying to find a balance for the team and find a post and, you know, like we were dead, but just try to, you know, resuscitate us.
For your guy, David West, I mean, he has a little history here for him to have the night he had.
He's been playing really well for this year. That's a lot we've learned from him. Very good passer. and he's taught, you know, some of the younger guys how to cut and how to always be a threat even without the ball because he'll find them. So he's been a, you know, real big positive for us. You know, it's interesting the dynamic when, you know, you've been on the team for a couple months and, you know, you leave and go somewhere else and the response you might get. So just the nature of the business.
You guys got the Rockets again Friday. Mm-hmm. I think Harden's like 3 of 25 from 3 against you this year. You know, big turnover numbers. Why have you, Clay, been kind of effective against that nine?
Well, you just try to make them make tough shots, you know. We saw some things in the first quarter of this game where we had some solid defensive possessions. They just made some tough shots, you know. I think the few threes they made a transition kind of hurt us where we weren't getting hands up. But other than that, we were solid, and that's the type of defense we want to play, make teams work to get shots. And if they knock down contested, you know, threes or long contested twos, we got to live with it. And we got to limit teams to one shot per possession. That's where it really hurt us tonight. They were getting, you know, second chance opportunities. So we got the principles that we know we're supposed to live by and try to execute every night.
You seem really getting into the group the last couple of weeks. Have you felt any need to kind of up your game with Kevin out, or is it just a matter of feeling comfortable?
A little bit of both. You know, I've talked about it as soon as KD went down. It's like, you know, we gotta do it collectively. You know, it can't just be one guy because no other one guy can replace him. So Matt has been really good for us. He's come in and stepped up right away. David West has played well. You know, try to step up myself. He and Clark has had some pretty good games for us. And you see James Michael McAdoo as of late has really played well. So we're trying to do it collectively. We've done a good job the last 8 or 9 games or whatever it may be. So we just got to continue to have the same focus and try to keep the same flow.